Alright, we're holding in the Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches. So we're actually in the middle of, it's really the end of a few psukim, as you've probably noticed till now, the way they go. Basically it comes out that every few psukim is sort of a paragraph of its own. So we're speaking over here about the Torah, which starts from Pasuk Tesvel, V'yukara himi pninim. And then he says, Oirech yomim b'mino v'smailoi shevachavoy Zeruachei adarchei noim chonis v'yisei ha'shalim. Now our Pasuk Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim b'vasei mechem l'ushar. So this is like a collection of the milos of what the good things that one gets through the Torah.
Doesn't have a number, this Pasuk?
Yud Ches.
Eitz Chaim in the middle of the Pasuk.
Where's the Sof Pasuk? What was it?
What's me?
It's
after Shalom.
I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. I see. I got you. Yeah.
Okay. So the Gro says Eitz Chaim in the Machzik. Ki derech haMachzik b'shtei yadayim hu Machzik. The way that someone holds on to something is with two hands. He holds on to, right? A person holds on to something with two hands. So what it means is, Eitz Chaimi to those who are Mekayim the Torah. Right? It's a tree of life for those who are Mekayim the Torah. That's holding on to the Torah, is being Mekayim the Torah. And that's with, so to say, one hand, Mitzvah Saseh, obviously the right hand, and the left hand would be the Mitzvah Lo Yisaseh. Okay? So that's, I guess, why he's using the imagery of a machzik, because it's referring to holding on to something with two hands. And those who support it will be, I guess they translate it as fortunate, right? So that's, what's the teimcheh? That's referring like to the 2 feet they support. They're like, act as 2 feet, the supporters of Torah. Behein shnaim. And again, those are two, right? There are 2 feet. Echad hatoymech b'mamon. I think he's referring to, I think the two is again is connected to 2 feet. My other thought would be that teimchel is plural, but it's not mashma that, because machzikim is also plural, and he's zeroed in on the fact that the derech of a machzik is to hold it with 2 hands. So learning from that, the Gro didn't learn it out of the plurality of machzikim. So the pashas over here by Temche Mushar is also not learning out from the plurality, but rather the 2 feet, which is why I think he, you know, emphasizes the 2 feet over here. So those 2 feet are echad. One would be hatoymich b'mamun, somebody who supports Torah with his money. Beis hatoymich beguf, someone who supports money with his body. Behem mishamshi tamidei chachamim. And those are the people who are Meshamish Tamidei Chacham. In other words, the Teimich Baguf is the one that, let's say, he might not have money to support the Torah, but he's able to maybe drive him around or do other kinds of chasadim and help out the Talmud Chacham in different ways with his body. So those are 2 types of support that one can give Tamidei Chacham: money or other kinds of support that he can do with his body. And therefore it says, here he does say, it's the plurality of it. That's what it's right. So here it's mashma from Lashon Rabbim. Therefore it says, it's supporters. It's a kasha. I don't know the way this sentence over here is structured from beginning to end. I'm unclear if the diuk over here is coming from the fact that there's 2 feet, or from the fact that the lashon of taimchim is maybe it goes together. Maybe what would be? It would be taimcha ma'usha. Maybe that's what you're saying. Maybe the plural is.
Huh? Going on the Torah.
No, Tamcheha.
No,
Torah is Lashon.
those who support it.
It.
So maybe the pshat is both. I think actually it probably is both over here. It could. I mean, again, I don't know why by machzik it's a little bit different, but by taimcheha, those who support it. Otherwise, it would be taimcha. The taimcha mu'ushar. I think so. The Gra is saying that the reason it says supporters is because there's 2 feet that support. But again, back to my kasha from machzikim ba. Like, so why does it say the machzik ba? It doesn't seem that the diak is coming from the plural over there. Although maybe it is. But if it is, so then. But if it is, then why is it? Yeah. Well, then why is it derech hamachzik? Then it shouldn't be dependent on the derech hamachzik. Then if you say hamachzik la machzik ba, so that already gives you the two hands because that's the way of a machzik. So. I'm unclear here how the diuk is being built, but one way or the other, it's clear that it's kedai to be tamech and Torah, and it's kedai to be mekayim the Torah. That's the bottom line message of the Gra, right? To be machzik the Torah means to keep the mitzvahs, mitzaseh, mitzvahs loisaseh, and to be tamech ba Torah means it can be done through one's money or through one's body. V'omar kan, now the Gaon summarizes the. Last psukim from pasuk tes zayin. So these 3 psukim tes zayin yizayin yuches. Omar kan sheva matonos. The Torah, the navi of Yehovah, Shlomo Melech of Yehovah teaches us, told us 7 different gifts. Shenasana Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael alidei Torah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael through the Torah. These are 7 matonos. Vehein, and they are chaim, life, va'oisher. Wealth, ubanim, children, v'chachma, v'chavoid, chayin, which is like charm, v'shalom, and peace. Now the Gaon helps out a little bit with the ones that are less obvious. V'haynu oirich yamim, which you have in pasuk tezayin, uchayim. That's the chayim. Oishu v'chavoid, kimashmoy.
And you mentioned
from Tezayin, Noish V'chava, that's Kipshutoi, that's on his list of this of the 7 over here. Noyam, Hu Chachma, Meshekosuv, Kisavoi Chachma, Belibcha, Vedas, Lenafshecha, Yinom. We had that passage earlier. So when Shlomo says, Drachea, Darchei Noyam, its pathways are pathways of pleasantness, of sweetness. So he's referring to Chachma, because Chachma we find earlier. In Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud is a reference, right? It's used to describe what happens when Chachma enters the heart of a person. Yin'am, it becomes sweetened. So that's what it means. Derechei Darchei Noyam. How do you get the sweetness? That's the Torah. That's the Chachma. Eitz Chaim, Hu Banim. This Pasuk says, Eitz Chaim Hi L'Machazikim Ba. This is children. Okay, so here the groin really is introducing us what he didn't tell us yet. Is what does it mean, Eitz Chaim? What's the matana of Eitz Chaim? That's referring to children. Kama shekosef pri tzaddik Eitz Chaim, the fruit of a tzaddik, meaning the child, the children of a tzaddik, told us of a tzaddik, is Eitz Chaim, a tree of life. V'teimchea me'ushar u'chein. And the fact that its supporters are going to be fortunate, that's a reference to charm. Shayideze me'ashrin oto. Through their charm, so they find favor in people's eyes and people praise them. That's Lashon of Osher, Ashrin, right? We find by Osher, right? Shevet Osher, he's called Shuni Banis, that they praise him. V'shalim, and then Shalim, who v'chol nisivei Shalim. So all his pathways are Shalim. So again, like we saw in Hakdama to Mishle, Menachem Mendel Mishkalov, the author wrote it as he was learning with the Gra. Said that every pasuk, the Gra was mefarish lemaisa, even though he might be mefarish pshat, but it was always al pi kabbalah. In inside the deeper meaning, there was always the soy that was behind the way the Gra was being mefarish, because the pshat and the soy go together. So over here, the fact that the Gaon is emphasizing that there are 7 matanas over here listed is significant. We're going to see in the next pasuk as well, because we know that the 7. Number 7, right, relates to the 7 spheres that are connected this world, the 7 days, etc. As most people are familiar, at least from Sfiras Omer, the Siddurim, that we don't say here in Eretz Yisrael, by the Yeshiva Shemanyanim, that has the Rebbeinu Shalom, and the Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, Nesach, etc. So these seven are connected, those seven spheres. That's why the Gaon is pointing this out. If I would take a shot at saying which one is which, for your interest, the Rotsvi, I was thinking maybe.
That's seven out of order.
Huh? It's
seven out of order.
It's out of order, yeah. No, but it's. I think the way I think of it is that Chaim would be Tiferes, because Darizal says it a lot, that like a code name, so to say, for that parts of Tiferes, of Zer Ampin, is Chaim, Chayi HaMelech. It's called the life of the Melech. That's the
Chilas. That's the Rambamim when he says Shua B'Chayim.
It could be. There might be another thing involved also, but yeah.
Okay.
No, there's a difference between Shua and Neder. That's what I'm saying.
Right. One B'Chayim Melech, one Melech Atzmo.
Right. Yeah, but over there, I don't know. Yesh Lodin. So I don't know if it's coming from okay. this. Yeah. Oisha, I think, would be Malchus, because we find the Chazal say Haroitze Lahashir Yatspin, right? So if you want to get wealthy, so you face north in Yishmon Esrei, and we know the Mara Sukkah, it says Tzfoini is one of the names of the Yetzirah, which is rooted in Malchus. It's like the lowest of the spheres. That's a Tzfoini is like a key word really for what would be Malchus. I think Oisha would be Malchus. Ubanim obviously would be Netzach. That's like Netzach Yisrael Yishaker. That's the children. We know that the train Bain is a Netzach Loi. That's where the children come out of. So specifically Netzach would be this in this case. Chachma we know is from the line of Chesed. It's just on a higher level, but it's the Kav of Chesed. Kavod I think would be Gvura in this setup. Chain would be Hoyd, and Shalom obviously is Yisoid, which is it always is. So that's what I think might be the seven versus seven over here, or connected seven. Anyway, next pasuk. Hashem bechochma yosad eoretz kuni shemayim bisvuna. So here you see again the Gaon is making a significant continuation of the seven before. He says these are connected, the gimel rishonis, the three first spheres, which are Chabad, Chochma, Bina, Das. So let's just translate the pasuk.
Before the seven.
That's on top of the seven, right. Hashem, with Chochma, with wisdom, established the land. And he set up the heavens with understanding. So, again, the Gaon says over here, this pasuk and the next pasuk. Yeah, the next pasuk is Das. Let's read the next pasuk as well. Bedato tahoimis nivkol, with his Das, the depths like were split open. Ushchakim yirafu tal, and the heavens is another word for heavens. Will, I don't know, I guess, bring down dew. Yeah. So the Gaon says these psukim are keneged the gar gimel rishonis, which is Chabad, Chochma, Bina, v'Das. Thanks to Chassidus of Chabad, everybody actually knows there's such a thing called Chabad, Chochma, Bina, v'Das. Now, keneged ba'olam shemayim va'aretz v'yamim, and keneged those three bechinas, which is Chochma, Bina, v'Das, are three places in the world, which are shemayim, the Oretz, and the Yamim, the seas, the oceans. Moshe Kosov, as it says, Ato Osisus HaShemayim Vesa Oretz Vesayom. It says, Kisheshis Yom Osa Hashem Osa HaShemayim Vesa Oretz Vesayom. So the Gaon sees, in these psukim, it's clear that the world, space-wise at least, can be divided up into three separate bodies, Shemayim, Oretz, and Yam. Vesa Shekosov B'chochma Yosad Oretz Kuni Shemayim B'svuna. So that's why it says over here that with Chachma he is founded the land, and Koinin Shemayim Besfuna, and the Shemayim he set up with understanding. Let's read on the next one first. B'daito Tohemis Nifkol, says the Gaon. Mefisha Das Kol Mishneim. Das, we know, we spoke about this in the past, Das is the middle column, so to say, that is a mix or has it bridges the two extremities, the yamin and smol, the right and the left. So since the das is kol from both, omar tahaymes shehu min ha'aretz u'shchakim shu shamayim. So therefore, in this pasuk of das, right, pasuk chav is dedicated to the das, and it mentions two things. It mentions the tahaymes, the depths, which means the depths of the land, that's from the aretz, and it also mentions the shchakim, which is the shamayim. So it combines the two bechinas, the bechin of shamayim ve'aretz. Umehem tal umatar, and from them are received tal umatar, dew and the rain. Shehem echabrim shemayim va'aretz, they join together the shemayim va'aretz. Right? What is the connection, so to say, between shemayim va'aretz? It comes through rain, the tal and the matar. That, you know, that's like let's say nitzuk chibur. You know, it's the continuation of water between the two. That basically is mechaber the two, and yeah, and it's a cycle. We're going to see in a second. The Gaon says this. Ki tal hu min ha-shamayim al ha-aretz, because the tal is from the shemayim on the aretz. Like the dude like develops on the land, but it's coming from the shemayim. The chein matar shu min ha-aretz, and then also you have rain, which actually comes from the ground. From the land, k'mashikosu ve'edi alim in the aretz, the like cloud of the mist or whatever goes up from the land. So we know scientifically today also, right, the clouds or whatever, the kind of precipitation, right, comes from the oceans, from the waters down below, and that's the rain. So it's an interesting kind of chiluf where what looks like it's coming from the shemayim, which is the rain, really is coming from the ground. What's really on the ground, and what's really what's down below on the land is really coming. The dew is really coming from the shemayim. It's an interesting phenomenon.
Dew is yuri.
Yuri.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's because of like cold and hot and
so makes it from there. It's all on the ground, it's not cold.
Yeah, according to the science, all liquids in the air and they all come from the steams from the air. There's no like godly sent blessing that could be like from the air.
It's yeah, no, but
from heat and the rays and
yeah, the heat. What's that?
there's more than
four times. Okay, so the Gaon of course now then says asar drogim or dargin. So he said over here 10 madregos. So I guess what he means by the 10 madregos are the 7 that he mentioned in the earlier pasuk, previous pasuk, 7 matanas, plus the 3 inyanim that's called chabad. And the Gaon says, why do you say 10 madregos? Ki shemayim kolel gimel rikim, because shemayim includes within it 3 firmaments, right? 3 separate types of heavens. Behe ma'on mechoin zvul, like the Gemara says, and they are these 3 places that the Gemara talks about: ma'on, mechoin, and zvul. Utahoymos hu rikia uvilon, and the tahoimos is what the Gemara over there speaks about in Chagiga, is the rekia and the vilon, which are really one. Ushchakim koyel ushnayim, and shchakim has two shemayim in it, you know, two rekia, two levels in it. Va'arovos, which is not mentioned in the psukim here, but it's mentioned over there in the Gemara in Chagiga, arovos hu gar. Arovos is the gimel rishon is. Chochem abin adas.
He says gimel rikim. By you, it says gimel rishonis, or it just says gar.
But it says gar, and here they open up to gimel rishonis.
Ah, here they write gimel rikim. Okay.
It's bestama. That's wrong. Yeah. Kamei shikasev soilu lerechev barabas b'koshmo. So, I'm not clear on what the significance of this is. I mean, it sounds like. I guess what he's doing is he's taking the Shemaim and he's taking the Tohemus, which is the Shemaim V'aretz, because he already said the Tohemus relates to the. I mean, all he's ignoring the Aretz. I guess the Aretz is the 10th Bechina. I guess that's how you have to learn it, because he only mentions 9 here, right? You take 3 Rakim, the Tahimus is, he says, is 1. Rakim Vilon is really 1, so that's 4. Plus 2 of Shchakim, that's 6. Plus 3 of Aravos, that's 9. And that's all. He leaves us with 9. And he only explained the Shchakim and the Tahimus, which are like the Shemayim Va'aretz within Das. But, and he's telling us there are 10, but he only listed 9. So, L'chayra, the missing Bechina. I don't know. I'm not sure. I guess it might be connected. No, but Tahim, as he's saying, is also like Min Ha'aretz.
After saying Dalgim, the question is, would Aretz be at Madrigal?
Oh, I'm sorry, hold on. Aretz, because he lists. How does he build his 9? From Shemayim, and then Tahimus and Shchakim. Tahimus and Shchakim are the two aspects of Das. Shemayim was the Chachma, and he didn't relate at all to Aretz. That's the missing Bechina that he hasn't spoken about. So that has to be the 10th one that he, for some reason, just kind of left out over here. Yeah, that's the way Aretz is always Malchus. So it works out very nice, because that's Papasha's the one that's missing over here in his list. All right, anyway, this is a little bit deep and machshavadik, or maybe kabbaladik. So the pasuk then says, "Bini, al yeluzu meinecha nitzor tushiyo mezima." My son, don't let this move from your eyes. Guard it, and we saw in the previous prokem that Nitzira is a Shmira Yisera. It's like a very shtarka Shmira. It's much more than the regular. Nitzor Tishio Mezima. You should guard the wisdom, the Chochma, the Das. Mezima we saw as the Lashon of Das. So the Goyin says, B'ni al yeluzu me'inecha, ha-chochma v'abina al yeluzu me'inecha. Don't let the Chochma and the Bina away from your eyes. Always keep them in focus. Shem Suvim Lefanov. They're written before him. The Chachma and Bina are written before him. Meaning those are like the, I guess if we'd use Teresh B'Ksav and Teresh B'Alpeh as a backdrop to understand this, so that would be like the Teresh B'Ksav. It's in front of you. Nitzor Tushio Mezima. But guard the Tushio Mezima. That's much more than just don't let it out of your sight. It's hold on to it tight. Guard it very well. Who adas? That's the das. Who begoli yoiser? And that's more revealed. V'yaduah shezoyis tzarich lishma yoter. And it's known that you need to guard better. Shelo yikashel b'dayta v'sichel. You shouldn't be nichshel in your das and your seichel. V'tzarich lishma toshiyah mezima. You have to guard the toshiyah and the mezima, the chachma and the das. Shema pnimius v'chitzonius. Which are the Torah? I guess that would be the Pnimius, and Mitzvah Seve Leisase, I guess would be the Chitzonius.
The Gola Yerush is the Chitzonius,
though. Yeah, that's the Das, and that's why you need to guard it that much more.
Torah, you have to guard less.
Really, what it comes down to is that what's written in the Torah, like what's clear is clear. It's there, so you just have to make sure not to let it out of your sight. But the das is something which you have to really work on. You have to be oimid on. You have to figure things out, and that already you can get if you don't guard it, it can kind of fall apart.
Why is that called mitzvahs? Why is that called Torah mitzvahs? Because the first thing Torah says he misses. Cool, Torah, no? Huh? Shein Torah misses Nazim. We say Torah Shmuktaj, what pair?
That's Toshiyah Mezima.
Huh?
That's Toshiyah Mezima.
It's on both those?
Yeah.
Toshiyah Mezima is the Pnimis and the Pitsanis.
Ah, those are both the. Toshiyah
is Torah.
It's interesting. I stand with this thing. Like sometimes there are times, a lot of times, where a person knows something in his seichel, but when he's going through his nisayon, he just can't access that information. It's there, he just can't access it because he's so fatumult with the nisayon. It's, you know, so a good etzer for that is taka. This thing is that, have it written down. Let's say a person knows a few different nekudas, maybe one, or two, three, four nekudas, whatever it is, that will help him get over his nisayon, whatever it might be. And it could be Maimer Chazal, or whatever it is. And he knows, like, those things make a big impression. When he, like, thinks about them, it makes a big impression. Now, when he's going to be b'shas nisayon, it's not going to come into his head. It's not because he's just going to ignore it. It's not going to come into his head with klal. It's not very often. It just doesn't. He's so, you know, wrapped up with whatever the nisayon is, he just can't even think of it. But if he has it written down on a paper, and then he has a nisayon, like, what, you know, take out the paper or take out the card or whatever it is, the person makes it. And mamish, that has the koyach to help a person get over it, because it's be'etzim, it's there. That's like the al yaluzei necha, him ksuvim lefanav. If they're in front of you, you look at them, it makes an impression. But the problem is, if you don't, when you're involved in something, you don't necessarily, you're not able to necessarily conjure it up in your mind on your own. When you have it in front of you, it makes a very big difference. I'm sure that's an etzah tova, I would say that. Yeah, sometimes people do that with, you know, like, I've seen it, they give out in shuls, they've given out in the past, Isser Dibur, and also, you know, to speak in a shul, also to speak during davening, so they, you know, like a card that somebody should put on their shtender, you know. I don't think I've ever seen anybody use these things, but, you know.
Underline. Underline. A straight edge.
Oh, ton. Yeah. But, mice, it's a good etzah. The question is how do you guard your das? Like, on a practical level, how do you guard your das? I'm not really sure. How do you guard shalo yikashal b'dayta v'sichlei? How do you do that?
Concentrated into directing to do Ratzon Hashem. Thinking, concentrating into doing Ratzon Hashem.
Like keeping your das connected to Hashem. And that way you won't err.
Yeah,
sounds good. Sounds good. Like I said, that is the emes, you know. The Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem really goes on the das also. Like, the heart really rules the seichel. So, you know, the seichel rules the heart, but the heart rules the seichel on another level. Because if your heart is not connected to Hashem, so the mind then makes mistakes, makes intellectual mistakes. But if your heart is connected to Hashem, so then your heart says, basically, I guess the way it would work is the heart. If the heart is connected to Hashem, then it lets the seichel do its job. It, like, gives it, you know, free. There's no emotional block that gets in the way. And then your mind works correctly and properly. As opposed to if you have some kind of emotional thing going on there in your life, which is disconnected from Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then that gets in the way. It blocks the seichel. Okay, so I think we'll stop here. Okay, so there's a heavy psukim. See, like, if Rav Nachman Mishkalov, you know, has to bring Kabbalah into Bechlal, explain as the Pshat, like, even as part of the Perush over here, not just as a Tosefos. So I guess he felt that was what's necessary here.